Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
You have to remind these people that we're not persecuting Donald Trump or prosecuting the man. My experience that I had, part of my career, I spent auditing grants, and I knew when somebody didn't want to give you the paperwork that something was up. I mean, that if you're following the law and following the rules, you should have no fear of showing people the paperwork. And in this particular case, my guess is that Trump does not want people to see the paperwork because there's stuff that's going to indicate, shady dealings and probably false, probably filing false information. And he's not being persecuted. He's going to be prosecuted. And that's just, you have to prosecute, prosecute justice, no matter who, for the high and the low. I mean, it's not like the days of the king when the king could do whatever the hell he wanted, including people that made jokes. I mean, there was the old one that it may be apocryphal, but there apparently some jokester in the days of King Henry VIII made some joke about the king's bull tying up the king's balls and not giving him a divorce, and that the king was not happy about that. When he got around to it, he took care of the person, the jokester. We have to prosecute this man. I mean, he's been guilty of crimes his entire life, and it's time for him to be held account.
Well, you're right. And you know something, Mark, here's the deal. Right now, he's under criminal investigation in Manhattan by the DA and also being scrutinized by the attorney general there for state crimes that he can't be pardoned for. And they involve money laundering and they involve tax fraud. Well, you can't get somebody for tax fraud if you don't see the tax returns. So they are going to be shown in New York. And here's the deal. Where'd the guy get $400 million? It wasn't from normal lenders. And who are the entities? Are they Russian banks? Are they oligarchs? Or did they launder it through LLCs, a limited liability corporation? They can give them any name they want. They can say that it's the Summit one or the Wisconsin one or the Michigan one. And it could be in Moscow, Russia. And they could funnel the money through that. That's money laundering. And so that is what we have to look at. Mueller took a dive. I agree with you 100% that you can't continue to withhold these things. And your experience as an auditor is very consistent with what I've heard from other auditors. And I know it from my own law practice. If you talk to a client, talk to anybody or the opposing counsel, and they say, what was your basis for that? And they say, well, I was an accounting sheet or a balance sheet or an income statement. Can I see it? No, there's no reason for you to see it. You have to take my word for it. I mean, you don't have to be all that skeptical or jaundiced to say, hey, look, Jack, I got to see it. I got to see what it is. So you're right. And that's what's happening. And I do not want to see Biden withdraw that. And if he does, because he simply thinks that's going to appease the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordans and Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of them, he's sadly mistaken. They will never be appeased until they control the government and don't have to turn power over peacefully. Another free-for-all you're going to see, because of a peculiarity of Senate rules, is that I've told you that in the budget reconciliation process to pass the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, or a little less if they lower the income level to $50,000 and $100,000 for a married couple, in the Senate, anybody can propose an amendment on anything. It doesn't even have to be germane to the bill. And they can tie the Senate up for a long time. And so what's come out is the Republican senators who all go on there and they pretend to be moderate, they've prepared more than 400 amendments. They can do it on any social issue. They can do it on abortion. They can do it on transgender athletes. They can do it on the Keystone Pipeline. Anything. It has nothing to do with COVID relief. Nothing, nothing, nothing. They come up with 400 and then everybody, they all want to speak on it and pretend it's real. And they sit there and a good majority leader will say, okay, you want that? And they sit there. They have to sit there all night. And then you have certain procedures where the majority can go. And it's going to mean that Kamala Harris is going to have to camp out in the Senate chamber. She's going to have to be the deciding vote, and it'll be 51 to 50 to halt debate on this one and halt debate on that one and halt debate on that one. And, you know, talk about that amendment with a straight face, with a straight face. It's called Voterama, a Voterama free-for-all, the amendment process. That's really wrong. They should change the rule for both parties that says that the amendment has to be germane to the bill. You can't pull stuff out of left field to tie people up all night and all week and all year. So if it's financial, and if you go, well, I want an amendment that the unemployment comp thing should be lowered or raised, fine. You know, I mean, I don't want it lowered, but they want to do that. But then they start talking about the Keystone Pipeline has nothing to do with COVID relief. And that's ridiculous. So stand by for Voterama, the free-for-all. Very sad, based on a stupid rule. Another stupid rule they have is that one senator, they all think they're fancy, okay? They think it's like the Roman Senate, you know, 2,000 years ago, roughly, or the equivalent of the Senate in Venice about 700 or 800 years ago. And they're all big shots. They all think they're Cicero or something, you know? I mean, come on, guys. None of you are nothing. Out you go. Ron Johnson isn't any of that. But he can get up. They can all get up and say, I have a concern. I put a hold on this nominee. I put a hold on him. That's it. Shuts it down. You know, I mean, Randy Paul would do that just to get the publicity. You do not have Senates anymore comprised of giants. Like some of them were giants in the 19th century. A lot of the names you hear, like Henry Clay, were segregationists. I don't want them putting holds. They shouldn't be permitted to put on holds. So, Voterama coming up. Stand by for heavy rolls, as we would say in heavy weather. Speaking of the Navy, the first U.S. warship in a long time transited the Taiwan Strait. Why is that important? Do you know the distance between Taiwan and mainland China? It's about 100 miles. Cuba and Florida are about 90 miles. It would be the equivalent of Chinese warships coming through the Caribbean between Key West and Cuba. And they don't do it for a very simple reason. We track them, make life very uncomfortable. We don't want them in our neck of the woods. But we have got to be in their neck of the woods. It was exactly the right thing. Why is that? Because the Chinese recently have invaded Taiwan airspace over 100 times. They just fly around. Bombers, reconnaissance planes, just fly around. They have their ships all over the place, and they claim this is Chinese water because they have 200 miles, they say, that's ours, and there's only 100 miles between. Give me a break. They claim the whole South China Sea. The whole South China Sea gets in almost half of the world's commerce. And Vietnam and the Philippines and Japan and Korea and everybody else, these are people we have good relations with. We are going to control the South China Sea. Does that mean that we claim it? No, we don't claim it. Anybody can go through it. But you are not going to stop our Navy. And the minute you try to stop our Navy, we're going through it. And that's what's going on. You know, there's a buildup in nationalist sentiment in China that is very, very dangerous. That's going to have to take another day. We're coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Well, actually on Friday, tomorrow. But stand by for some great programs. Stephanie Miller Show, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robin's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz Show, Busted Pencils. And Saturday, The Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Pizza Box Mike outside the Pizza Box, Native Roots, Battleground, Wisconsin, Matt Flynn Redirect. Great, great programming. Signing off, Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place.